Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. Many blessings to you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Let's continue the conversation. Now I'm off the spotlight. I'm behind the mic. Woo-wee! What a show, what a show. Yes, yes, yes. Let's get going. Let's keep the conversation flowing. Today's theme, today's topic is nothing matters, blah, 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 blah. Nothing matters and everything does. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis? Okay, well, let's go to Carly Jackson so she can remind us what this is about and to just help us feel safe and grounded. Nothing matters and everything does.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, I am, because you are more than enough. I love being interviewed, you know. I really love it because I find myself going places I didn't know I was going to go. And if you're just tuning in and you didn't hear the show on Hay House, the Power Peak Hour with Mark Husson, I just finished a radio interview over there on Hay House Radio. So just come right into the show. So as Celeste would say it, we went on a field trip. And so when I'm interviewed, I don't have the distraction of chat room. Well, I tried not to look at the chat room earlier, so I was trying to respond to some of it. But I can just really stay focused. I don't have to worry about technical stuff. And I feel all exposed. I do. So here's a special prayer for myself to help me be grounded. We'll play a little bit of this. This is Troy Horn. And if you feel like joining me on this prayer, feel free. It's Troy Horn. The song is More Than Enough. The truth is, we are more than enough. And there's something great about the parts of us that we're growing through and going through. It is all part of the universal dance. And the more we embrace who we are and what we're trying to be, the better we become. Troy Horn, More Than Enough.
If you had one thing to tell us, tell me what would you say? Would you laugh, would you cry when you watched the view of your life? Did you lay it all out on the table or hold it inside? Did you dot every T? Did you cross every eye? Did you live every day of your life? Would you think you were right? Would you think you were right? When you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time, would you want to do over with a little more? Would another 5 minutes to tell her you love her be more than enough? More than enough. Hey, What if you knew that goodbye was a heartbeat away? Would you still never speak to a lover for making mistakes? Would you hate anybody who didn't agree? Or would you love everyone that you see? Would you think you were well? Would you think you were right when you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time? Would you want with a little more stuff? Or would another 5 minutes of holding him closer be more than enough? More than enough. Hey, more than enough. Oh. When you're in the dance, life is full of circumstance. Very little happenstance to you. Look behind and find in each and every line love was on time. Hey, hey, hey. So many people sleep walking the day after day. Woke up mid-stride thinking, how did this happen to me? I opened my heart and wiped the sleep from my eyes. I started laughing so hard that I cried, cause I found I was wealthy and I found I'd arrive.
That's right. You are worthy. You are more than enough. You don't need a do-over. You were perfect the first time. You don't even need to be saved. Because you are safety on legs. Woo!
More than enough.
Okay, stop singing, stop singing. Don't get too carried away. You're more than enough, but enough of singing. Troy Horn, more than enough. Ah, this thing called life is amazing, is beautiful. Troy Horn, to find out more about him, his website address is troyhorn.com. Troy, TROYHORNE.com. That's where you can find him. That's his virtual home. Reminding us that we are more than enough, no matter what people said about your astrological sign. Doesn't even matter if you don't believe in it. If you believe in it, if there's something about you that you've been judging and criticizing, stop it, because you are more than enough. You were birthed out of a magnificent power. You were birthed out of perfection, so there's nothing that needs to be perfected. You are perfection personified. You are love personified. You are God in action. You are good in action. You are more than enough. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And you most certainly make a difference. I am so grateful to be here. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for going on a field trip with me, those of you who were there on Hay House Radio with Mark Husson. And if you're listening to just this show, thank you for being here. I am so grateful. Because of you, I get to really see myself, and I mean that. I get to see how I'm showing up, and I love what I see, no matter how it comes back to me. Thankfully, what I see coming back to me is good. Woo-wee, yes, indeed. What are we doing? I don't know. We're just having fun. It's nice to be here. What's today's theme? Today's theme, you know what? Let me tell you this. Yeah, I was on Hay House talking about being an Aries. And when Troy was singing, you know, brought him in for you guys today, I thought, I can really do a two-hour show. You know, I got control. And then I heard myself say, oh, that's that Aries thing in you again. But I'm not. I'm not going to do a two-hour show because my body's like, can we just slow down, please? Can we just rest? So we're going to do that. We're just going to go on to 2 o'clock today. And, you know, truth is truth is truth. And if you hear 5 seconds of it, 5 minutes of it, 5 hours of it, it does what it needs to do. So welcome home. Those of you in the chat room, thank you for being here. Earth Web, nice to see you. Silent listeners, this guy's guest, we appreciate you. New Jace, Jackie, Virtual Office Center, Electra, Yvette is in the house. Celeste is in the house. Lori is in the house. All these people in there. Some of you I don't see. Thank you for tuning in. Ambassador is in the house. Thank you all. I appreciate you. I appreciate your love. I really feel it. And we're going to bring on Celeste later on since we have an hour, so we're changing things. And usually Celeste comes on around 1 to do the celestial moment. But we're going to bring Celeste on around 1:25, 1:30 for the celestial moment. That is my pseudo example of Celeste's voice. I've been working hard on it. So let's talk about today's theme. Today's theme topic. What else do I need to say? Oh, I need to welcome those of you that are listening on the archive. Thank you for tuning in. And, of course, our Within Radio listeners. And I would also say new listeners, those of you who listen to the show on Hay House and you switched over to hear me, thank you for being here. I love and truly appreciate you. So the theme for the month on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show is Nothing Matters and Everything Does. Nothing matters and everything does. And that's the theme, the topic for today. What does that mean? I'll tell you more about that. I feel a little bit rushed because I feel like I get it all in because I'm going to answer questions. And you know what happens when I answer questions. I just go off. I go off, I go out. So I'm trying to make space for that. But I trust the process of life. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, doubt, worries, fears, disagreement, disbelief, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. You know why I want you to call in? This is the House of Love. We have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. So whatever you're moving through, whatever you're growing through, we're here to hold your hand and say, you can do it. Keep walking. But as we said on the show with Mark, if you start giving me your victim story over and over and over and over, I am going to let go of your hand because I can't do the victim stuff for too long. You know, the first time, I'll be there for you. If you, the next day, you talk about it again, but my life just sucks. Okay, I'll get you. But the third day, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to send you to Dr. Phil because you look like you need some attention. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. What's moving in your life? What's showing up? You know, life is this thing. Life is just so paradoxical. On one minute, we say, here's an example. You've got to do your own inner work before you go hang out with other people or start getting in a relationship with other people. You've got to love yourself first before you find someone who will love you. You've got to do blah. You know, we have these different things that we say. We can't help anybody unless you help yourself. You know, the world you see out there is a reflection of the world inside of you. So you only have to deal with yourself. Indeed, that's true. In addition, and being able to support others when they need you is part of it. Allowing others to love you while you're still learning to love yourself is part of it. Going out there in the world to make a difference while you're still trying to figure out why the heck you're here is part of it. So the idea of nothing matters. We get so caught up in things, just like go in, go hard and debate and, you know, all in the name of compassion, we become so judgmental, but it really doesn't matter. Relax. Life is in control. Life knows what life is doing, and you are part of life, so relax. And then Everything matters. So when you wake up every day, it's something that you're moving through, going through, and growing through that is challenging you, and you feel like you can't move forward, or you've never been successful, whatever the case may be, just kind of remind yourself nothing matters and everything does. So it's rather than worry about what is not working, what you're struggling with, because it really doesn't matter. And it does matter. So what you do in that moment, you get to change. Okay, what I do now is important. How do I change my thought? How do I change? What do I do now to move me forward? Let me give you a personal example. And we talked about it in the show with Mark. There's so many things that were popping up in my head, but I know there was three of us there. So I had to just give a little. And even after the show finished, in between me running over here, it's like, oh, I could have said this. I should have said like that. But, you know, the truth is I said exactly what was needed to be said at that moment. Because your mind, the egoic mind, your intellect will always think, oh, it could have been better, it could have been. But your heart, your soul, your spirit lives in the moment. It's like when you think of a loving grandmother, when you're hurt, when you're abused, and she just grabs you and holds you. And she may be telling you a story that has nothing to do with your pain. And you're sort of listening to the story, and you get caught up. But more importantly, you feel the love in that moment. Somebody who loves you so deeply. They might be telling you about what happened to them, but you feel the love so deeply. So in that space of love, you know, the intellects just have to stand by and watch. Sometimes we get so caught up in what's going on in the world. We've got to be the change we want to see. And we also have to know and be able to ask ourselves, which part of me is reacting right now? Or am I reacting or responding? We talked about shadow self. There's a reason. It all belongs. The part of you that you judge, the part of you that you don't like, the part of you that you try to hide, it is important. You know, the feeling of not enough, for me, keeps me thriving. I just got to make sure I stay on top. Or, no, let me put it this way. I need to be aware so that I don't lose myself. You know, we're part of a forever evolving power presence that always knows that there is more and is always seeking to express itself as you, as me. So the things that you judge about yourself, that others judge about you, it's actually a wonderful quality. Why do I say that? I know people, if it wasn't for the things that they judged about themselves or still criticize, they won't be on a spiritual path. Life itself is a spiritual path, but they won't be on the quest to understand themselves, to understand why they're here, to understand what love is, what compassion is. Those things that we judge about ourselves are a perfect recipe for us to recognize who we really are, who we really are truly. You are so much more than what you see in the mirror. So when you find yourself tripping about something you didn't do or what was done to you, you can just say, you know what, at the end of the day, nothing matters, because the earth will keep spinning, love will keep loving, compassion will keep expressing, and life goes on. So I'm making a different choice. And wait, everything matters. Because everything matters and everything lives here in the moment and everything is matter, everything is energy, I'm going to choose differently. If I find myself stuck, I'm going to get help. I'm going to go for counseling, get a coach, talk to my preacher, talk to a spiritual leader, talk to somebody who is going to bring me back to my center. The darkness and the light is the same thing to God. The darkness and the light is the same thing to God. What does that look like in your world? If there's any part of you you're uncomfortable with, and a part of you that you love, that you celebrate, try this on for size. look at it as the opposite side of the same coin. Look at it as yin, yang, male, female, masculine, feminine. Because when you really zoom out and really take a look at your life, where you've been, where you are, where you want to go, it's an amazing journey. Do you know that success, joy, compassion, understanding, beauty is encoded in your DNA, is encoded in your spirit? And the reason people want to be happy, want to be successful, is because there's something in them saying, you are happy, you are successful, you are powerful. Now we have to do our work to embody that truth that lives within us. And it's simply about being the change you want to see. How are you showing up? When you really reflect on your life, when you reflect on the things that are challenging you, can you make space for them in your heart? Can you make space for the quote-unquote bad relationship? The relationship that you're in, that you know, intimacy has gone out the window. The business that you have to close down, or the business is not bringing in as much money. The health challenge that you're going through, that doctors are saying that they can't find a cure. Maybe you have a child who they say, oh, that child has ADHD and you're struggling and you're in a grocery store. And people are looking at you funny because they're thinking you can't control your child while they can't control their consciousness. Can you make room for that in your own heart? That's the question. Because when we take the time to really be with our own pain, our own insecurities, our own judgment, and become an observer of it, that's when you become enlightened, because you are allowing the light in. You are allowing the light into a place that is dark. And you get to remember and recognize that it's okay. Some of us need to learn to be a better parent to our own inner child. That inner innocent child, that inner essence. From abandonment to, you know, emotionally deprived, whatever the case may be. Maybe alone, maybe you're exposed to too much, abused or used. All of that is part of a divine plan. It's all part of a divine plan, but it's about how you look at it. So today I invite you to look at your life differently, to choose differently, to say yes, and so much important, to surrender to your greater yet to be. Surrender. Surrender. Life is not for wimps, and a spiritual journey is for gladiators. The process of surrender sometimes requires forgiveness, changing how you see what happened in the past, releasing yourself from the judgment, releasing yourself from the toxic thoughts about what happened in the past. And I really don't have time for, well, I just don't know how to forgive myself. Yeah, well, get help. There are people, healers are standing by to take your calls. 347-426-3346. Nothing matters and everything does. And check this out. Not just that, you know, the thing about the words nothing matters. You know, we are part of this no thing. We call it God, we call it divine, we call it source, we call it universe, we call it whatever. People debate it, the Big Bang and evolution, all this, when it came to Jesus Christ. I mean, woo, don't go there. Or, you know, or through Adam and Eve, should I say. You're right. Adam and Eve. Correct me if I'm wrong. Adam and Eve had two boys. Where did those ladies come through that they married? But that's a different conversation for a different show. Some people are not ready for the truth. But anyway, what was I saying? Where was I? Right. The name we give the God, the higher power, the angels. Ultimately, you can call them the know thing. Because that know thing matters. It is the only thing that matters. We give it meaning. We interpret what the know thing is. We call it God. We call it Buddha. We call it Christ. We call it Muhammad. We call it the infinite. We call it the same, but the know thing doesn't really care. The only thing we want to be is the something. And you are the place where know thing gets to be something. And when know thing becomes something, everything matters. Woo! Can you feel the love today? All right, let me stop. Mark Hussett and Louis and Tina got me fired up. I am literally out of my mind right now. Literally out of my mind, and it's a good place to bring Celeste on. And then we're going to have Celestial Moment, and we're going to do some questions. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346. I'm laughing at the people in my head. They are cracking me up. And I welcome all of you in the chat room. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. I'm looking at some of the things in the chat room. What? What's the name of the book, Dream Master? Okay, let me look at what Electra is saying. Can we talk about it? Can we talk the land of Nod? I know, that's right. Yes, 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 yes. I don't want to talk about that right now. Maybe I can, but I won't. Don't stop me off. Don't stop me off, because Cain and Abel were males, right? Yes, it's okay. It's all good. We all make up stories. Life itself is really not, it's a never-ending story. Never-ending story. Oh, wow, wow. Let me not go there. Let me leave that alone. Electric trying to start something. Don't get me started. You know I'm a fire starter. Celeste, hurry up. Say something before I go there. It's like, oh, come on. But anyway. Oh, I must say this. I must say this, Celeste. Hold on 1 second before I bring you on. And I don't take anything away from the Bible, because there's great sacred truth in the Bible. But the one I love the most is, I'm going to paraphrase, was in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So God really wasn't even in the beginning. It's the Word that was in the beginning. But get this, the Word is God, and God is the Word. So that's the truth. That's where everything started from. That's the truth. Ruth, everything started with the Word. And what's the Word, capital W? It is the creative life force. Dream Master is talking about crayoning, I guess. That's what I think it's coloring. It's coloring because something like that. But anyway, you know, we are all an expression of the creative energy called the Word in the Bible. In another book, it's called the life force. And another teacher would say your creative energy, your true essence. Everything started with the creative life force. And you can't really define it, because every time you define it, you catch a new meaning. And then it's like, well, it's more than that. But it's not about defining it. It is about being it. What are you creating today? Speak your dreams into existence. Live your dreams into existence. You be the place where the Word gets to create itself. Celeste, hurry up and interrupt this flow, because I'm on a roll. I am just loving myself and glowing with the growth. I don't know what I'm saying now, so I'm going to stop. Hey, Celeste.
Hey, Life Coach Today. You did a wonderful job on Hay House. You're getting so much love. Even what you said on the panel is coming back in your chat room. And the conversation about the crayons was really ignited from one of our beautiful listeners. himself, and
go?
He's working on that.
Oh, there you are. Okay, you said
there
something about a beautiful listener, what?
Well,
you
Dream
fell out
Master,
there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dream Master shared that he's been hearing lately that, you know, he's really been hard on himself, and he's working on that and working through that. And so some of the tools that you talked about going in your, you know, creating a center for yourself, going out in your timeout corner, is being used as tools right now for how to do that. I brought back the metaphysical whip that we need to bury. Every once in a while we mm-hmm. do that. So it's just mm-hmm. amazing to see the camaraderie and the energy around stillness and what you have said to help us remember who we are so that we can do what we want to on this earth. So I want to say
yeah.
that. And, hey, thank you, Kolya, for sharing the show. We love it when you guys share the show. So please keep that
Yes,
up.
We do. Yes, we do. You get a special badge, a special VIP ticket in heaven when you share the show. Heaven, the realm of unlimited potential. Yes, of course. Because when you share, you only get to keep what you give away. So when you share the show, you're only giving back to yourself. Because there are people who've shared the show, and the people they shared it with will come back to them and say, I'm so glad that you shared that show with me. It's what I really needed to hear. So they get to receive what they gave away. You get a special VIP in heaven, the realm of unlimited potential. You get love, appreciation, and so much more. But I am in the flow, and once again, I'm going to stop. So, Celeste.
Yes.
Because we've got
yes,
questions,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We've got questions. Yes.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
We have questions. Where would you like to go first?
Mm-hmm. I think what we're going to do, let's do, actually, you know what? Yeah, see if you're ready. I want you to, let's do an announcement about what's coming up tomorrow and next week.
Sure.
That's what
yeah.
we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And then
okay.
we'll do Celestial Moment. How about that? So do announcement for what's coming up. And then, so go ahead.
It's my pleasure. If you're enjoying this special edition of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, don't despair. We have more in store for you. A lineup of spectacular shows coming up on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show tomorrow. Reverend Deborah Johnson of Inner Light Ministries will be in the house for a consciousness-expanding dialogue about being enough. And then next week, we have had Carl Stutna and Cynthia James separately on the show. But next week, this dynamic couple will be interviewed together for the first time, and they'll be sharing the secrets of a healthy marriage and the power tool of vulnerability. And don't miss our Saturday night party on the Sounds of Soul with the Day Anissa Loche at 9 p.m. Eastern. Be on the lookout for a link and instructions on where to find the party in the chat room. We will keep you updated. So make sure you don't miss these powerful shows, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
I'm trying to be the change I want to see, but I can't figure out which way to be. Life is good. It's getting better. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with I'm so beside myself today. I'm just like, God, I don't know what to do. Ambassador, please rescue me. Rescue me.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12Radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and time outs to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. It's all about being the change you want to see. Be who you are. Be who you wish. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346. We are getting ready for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And right after that, we're going to do some questions. Question for Life Coach at a. We'll see what he has to say. Hello, Celeste. Ha-ha! Oh, Lord, what am I on today?
love and air, so you're breathing. All is well. A good afternoon, family. Don't make me join you.
Okay.
Let me get to it. I have a number gift. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day is one. It's the number of fresh starts and new beginnings. The number one is ruled by the sun. Our first chakra is our root chakra, and it is the energy center where we find our security and groundedness. When we find ourselves on shaky ground, we go to the root and settle down. The first card in medicine cards is the eagle, and the eagle has the power of great spirit and a connection to the earthly and divine realms. The number one also shows up as the magician in tarot, and that's exactly where we're going to put the spotlight today. The magician is considered to be the leading man of tarot. As a wizard, he is the embodiment of transformational prowess. The magician card is astrologically connected to the planet of communication, the messenger, Mercury. The magician reminds us to stay connected to the elements and utilize these tools to manifest our divine destiny. All the tools we need are before us. When we stay aware, regardless of what the planets are doing, it's time to understand that we are a conduit. The magician reminds that we can create out of thin air. So with this energy running today, we have an opportunity to step into our greatness. So pay attention to your dreams. Trust yourself. Slow down. Stay mindful. And don't be afraid to create your own magic. All is well, and that's the story of one told through the magician card and tarot. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan and Destiny Mohammed with Grace. All right, calm down. Calm down, Destiny. yes, let's roll into question C. Ooh-wee, maybe we can do it. Depends on how, what the question, the first question is, you know, because those questions, they open me up. So let's see what we got.
Okay, this is from Nancy. Dear Life Coach Today, I just lost my job, and now my bills are spiraling out of control. I'm worried about losing my house because unemployment just isn't enough. How do I stay positive during these tough times? I feel like I am depressed because it's been over 12 months, and my unemployment is about to run out. Nancy.
Okay. Well, that's an easy one, Nancy. You know, welcome to a wonderful experience to grow and recognize and remember your worth, who you really are. Now, you say, how do I stay positive during these tough times? Then you also said your unemployment is about to run out, but it hasn't yet. So you're here receiving, well, actually you said two things about unemployment. You said unemployment isn't enough. And it's about to run out. So you're staying negative right now while trying to find your space. And when you stay in that limited thinking, you are going to be depressed. Limited thinking, negative thinking will depress you, will take you in. It's basically, it's when we use our own energy. I get there's clinical depression. But what I'm also saying, your experience, Nancy, is you have money coming in. It's not as much as it used to be. What you're saying is not enough. And then unemployment is running out. Now that you know it's not enough, and you know it's going to run out, so you can start making plans so that there's a natural transition. So instead of worrying about the future, why not bring yourself back to the moment? Like, if you can do anything, if you can just do the, you know, if you're looking for work or whatever it is, if you can do anything, what would it be? This is a good time for you to ask yourself. You said, what, it's been over 12 months. Over that 12 months, what were you doing? But forget that for a minute. Let's stay here. In this moment where unemployment is going to run out, but not yet, create a space, get a journal, and just write. If you can just do, if you can get the perfect job, what would it look like? Where would it be? Ask yourself, what do you have to give? What do you have to offer? Ask yourself, without your job, without your unemployment, if you lose everything, who are you? It seems to me it's a perfect opportunity to go deeper into yourself, to get to know yourself differently, and to get to see your own value. I understand it's challenging. I get it. But spiritual truth, you have to apply it. So instead of even being positive, be positively clear about your situation. You've got money coming in that you say is not enough. It's going to run out. Okay, what can you do now? What can you do now to make sure there's a natural transition? And if you don't get a job when unemployment runs out, you can still plan to be grounded. Celeste just told us about the magician. You know, our essence, the truth about us is to create something out of nothing. And you seem to be in a perfect place to do that, to create something out of nothing. So the act of writing and journaling, visualizing, imagining, just really going out there, you can get to create out of nothing. So you have a wonderful opportunity to go after what your soul wants to express through and as you. I will also say on a physical level, do some kind of exercise to express the energy rather than allowing yourself to be depressed. Depressed inside, expressed, pushed out. Do some physical movement. Volunteer somewhere. Go sit with children. Go play. Go have fun. And when you find yourself thinking, oh, my God, I don't have enough money, I can't go out, get your journal out and write. So rather than focus on what you don't have or what you're going to lose, turn the attention to yourself and ask yourself, what do I have to give? What do I have to offer? This is life at its best. You're in a good place. You're in a good place, and it's a good place for you to really shift how you see your life. Because I promise you, if you ever get to the end of your life and you can reflect, I doubt you'd be thinking, oh, my God, I wish unemployment didn't run out. I don't think that's what you'd be worried about. There are books about the dying, their wish. And they talk about, did they love enough? Who they didn't forgive, friends they need to make contact with, people they need to, reconnect with. And for those, or if the part of you saying, well, we live in a real world, well, the real world is your world. You can create it. Be the magician and change how you think about your situation. Focus on what you have. Unemployment hasn't run out yet. So what can you do now to create your own future? That's how you predict the future. You create it. I'm holding you up knowing that the perfect idea is being birthed through you, that you tap into a piece that passes all understanding so you can create the next phase of your life. And so it is. All right, so I think we've got time for one more question. Do we have a juicy question? Let's do something juicy. Woo-wee! Celeste, where are you? Come on, play. Are you there?
Yeah, this is from LaToya. Dear Life Coach, mm-hmm. Today, I finally had the courage to break up with my lover of 4 years. How do I get over a broken heart? I've been dealing with this married man hoping one day he would be mine, and now I am singing Erica Badu's song, Green Eyes, going through all the stages of this painful breakup. I know he was blocking my blessings and I deserve more, but it still hurts. Please help, LaToya.
Yeah, that's a good question to end with. I mean, yeah. You said, how do I get over a broken heart? Recognizing that the broken heart is going to hurt. It is part of the stages that you go through grieving. It's going to hurt. So you can distract yourself. Sometimes you need to distract yourself. And I will also say, pay attention to what you're feeling. And let me see, you were with a married man. I mean, you really get to look at yourself, you know? So rather than trying to pray the hurt away, listen to the hurt. Look at areas of your life where you've been out of integrity. The part of you is a perfect opportunity to heal, to forgive. You know, the part of you that you've had to repress. That's not the word, but that's the best one I've got now. The part of you that you have to hold down in order to be with somebody else's husband. Now, if there was a mutual agreement between the three of you, then that's a different conversation, but it doesn't sound like it. The part of you that felt like you had to settle for less, that you can't have, it's a perfect opportunity to, once again, journaling is a good thing. Taking a nice healing bath is a good thing. Counseling is a good thing. Coaching is a good thing. Talking to a minister, talking to a friend who will hold you up and would not support your BS and will be there to be compassionate is a good thing to do. So, yeah. Don't run from the hurt. If you run from it, you're going to miss the opportunity to grow. And when your heart breaks open, it gets bigger. You allow more love in. And it's good that you're asking for help. Because when you thought to write in and ask the question, the healing already started. Now, your responsibility is to move forward with what you're hearing to do. You get to write a new chapter for your life. What do you really want? What stories have you been telling yourself that's a lie? Why did you settle for less? But that's a good question. Why did you settle for less? Now, what do you want? And there's so many ways to heal. Connecting with nature, taking a bath with Epsom salt, baking soda, getting real with yourself, letting the tears flow when they come up, creating a space in your heart when you get very vulnerable. Because you know what? And this goes for Nancy and everybody else. Your true power is in your vulnerability. When you're in that space, when you feel, I like that. When you're in your space, I heard what I heard, I'm going to say. When you're in the space where you feel exposed, when you feel out of control, when you're in the moment and your mind is like, wait, let's figure this out. It shouldn't be this way. But when you're in that space where you know you're part of something greater and you literally are not thinking anymore, oh, my God, that's a powerful place to be. So allow yourself to be authentic. Allow yourself to get mad. Allow yourself to feel the hurt. It's part of the journey. And sounds like you're on a journey to your back to yourself where you can open yourself up to what you want. And you can really look in the mirror and say to yourself, welcome home. Because you are breaking open to love. Love wants to love you. Surrender, forgive, and say yes. And if you need help, Life Coach Ade is here. I'll be more than happy to support you on your journey. The email is ask@lifecoachade.com. And we can set up a coaching agreement and help you through it. I think that's it. Celeste. Anything else? Because I am out of my mind right now. to be quite honest with you, to be quite frank, I'm out of my mind. I'm not even thinking what we normally do. I need to find the song I'm going to play. But I know. I'm going to play a song that's inspired by LaToya. Yes. I know what the song is. Okay. Anything else I need to say?
I already know what it is. Just a reminder that Reverend Deborah is going to be hanging out with you again tomorrow. Hmm. Reverend Deborah Johnson,
my spiritual midwife. And if you've never heard her before, you want to be here. If you've heard her before, you want to be here. She will shift your mindset. She will shift your paradigm. She will open you up wide open. Tomorrow we're going to perform spiritual surgery. I'm going to stand by to just if she needs my help. Reverend Deborah Johnson, she's the author of The Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite. She is amazing, and join us tomorrow and find out for yourself. So, Celeste, thank you very much for all you do. Yvette, thank you for what you're doing behind the scenes. People don't always know you're there because you're quiet. You like to be quiet, but we like to put you in the front and say thank you, Yvette. Thank you, Celeste, and for all the reminders that I get behind the scenes and, during the interview, pointing me in what I need to be aware of. I so appreciate you. I appreciate all of you, the listeners, those of you sharing the shows, and those of you who don't. Don't take me seriously. But anyway, I thank you for listening. Make sure you join us tomorrow. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. You owe it to yourself. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself and be free. And for goodness sake, be loved. Allow yourself to be loved, even especially at your most vulnerable self. We need each other. And sometimes remember that perfection will kill your creativity. And sometimes the most beautiful art is the one that's full of imperfection. The truth is, we are all perfectly imperfect. And when we recognize that, we remember that we are here to tell a love story. This is Sherry Marie, Revival of a Love Story. And you can find out more about her by going to sherrymarie.com. I look forward to being back here tomorrow with Reverend Deborah Johnson. Peace and blessings.
I feel so alone. A ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a starting here today.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.